Hammer and Sickle from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, www.wikipedia.org. The hammer and sickle is a symbol used to represent communism and communist political parties. It features a sickle superimposed on a hammer. The two tools are symbols of the urban proletariat and the peasantry respectively. Placing them together symbolizes the unity between agricultural and industrial workers. It is best known to have been incorporated into the red flags of the Soviet Union, along with the Red Star. Soviet and Russian usage. Since 1917, the hammer and sickle, Russian, Serp I Molot, was one of the symbols of the RSFSR. Initially, it was rendered on the coat of arms of the RSFSR, the Union of Workers and Peasants having been declared at the base of the state, and on the symbolics of the Red Army, created in 1918. Later, it was featured on the flag of the Soviet Union, adopted in 1923, and finalized in the 1924 Soviet Constitution, and the flags of the republics of the Soviet Union after 1924. Before this, the flags of the Soviet republics tended to be a plain red field, defaced with the gold text of the name of the respective republic, as stipulated in Article 90 of the 1918 Soviet Constitution. The coat of arms of the Soviet Union showed the hammer and sickle, which also appeared on the red star badge of the uniform cap of Red Army uniform and many other places. The hammer and sickle, imposed on a pair of stylized wings, was used by the Soviet national carrier, Aeroflot. Aeroflot of the Russian Federation continues to use the symbol. Serp I Molot is the name of the Moscow metallurgical plant. Serp I Molot is the name of a stop of the Gorky Direction electrical train line from the Kursk train station in Moscow, featured in Venedikt Erofiev's novel, Moscow Petushki. Other usage. Those communist parties affiliated to the Comintern and Cominform, that is, those who look to Moscow, and also those who looked to Beijing for guiding leadership, tended to employ the use of the hammer and sickle or similar designs in their symbology. Symbols stylistically derived from the hammer and sickle appear on the flag of Angola, the logo of the Communist Party of Britain, Communist Party of the USA, and on some renditions of Britain's Transport and General Korea's Workers'
Korean
logo.
Workers' Party.
Other variations
pen and
on the theme of cross
the old
tools
symbol
include
the
British
symbol
Labour
of the
Party, spade, torch and hoe. In 1990, after Nelson Mandela was released from prison, he made a speech to the South African people from a balcony decked out with the hammer and sickle flag in Cape Town. Common Trotskyist usage is a reverse of the symbol, i.e., the handle of the sickle on the bottom right instead of on the bottom left. In Unicode, the hammer and sickle symbol is U plus 262D. See also Communist Symbolism, Hammer and Dove. This sound file and all text in the article is licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.